Hello, I am Quentin McCall, and welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. Today's topic is facing your fears. We're going to go into this topic, you know, based on the idea, the mindset that we're not going to discuss fear from the standpoint of, fear of failure or the fear of stepping out on faith. Doing something. We're going to discuss fear from the standpoint of once you pray, God answers your prayers, doors open for you, or new opportunities develop for you. Many times we develop a fear when we realize the amount of effort, discipline, and ambition it's going to take to be successful in what we've been blessed to have. For example, let's say an individual, such as any of you out there, may get a new job. And let's say that once you get the job, once you get in there, of course, they start training you, you start meeting your coworkers, you start going over your various sundry of duties, you go through what is expected of you, you start analyzing the corporate culture. You may even realize that your coworkers or fellow colleagues may be very difficult to work with because they may lack interpersonal skills, or some of them may be upset because you're there for whatever reason. So when you get in this situation and you receive this type of blessing and you start to have this type of fear, you have to understand that you have to face this type of fear with the same amount of faith that requires you to overcome all types of fear. Sometimes when we get blessed with something, we immediately get fearful in trying to figure out and trying to have a sense of understanding of how we're going to maintain, keep, or go forward even deeper than what we've been blessed with. And sometimes it leads to us being content and mediocrity and accepting things that we really shouldn't, but we do because we're afraid to put in that extra effort to go into that next level. When you're faced with fear, the best thing to do is to always face it head on. Never run for fear. And most definitely, people, don't become content and comfortable where you are. I think that is just terrible. I think that is a big problem in America, period. Individuals becoming very content and happy in the standard quo, or having things that are less than what God has called for them or God has given to them. I want you to be excited, empowered, and happy, and feeling really blessed by what the God has given unto you. And don't have the fear in your heart to have the inability to take it to the next level. It's just such a beautiful thing to be blessed and be given the things that God has called for us. It's such a blessing to be able to wake up and experience the joy of doing something we love, being blessed with a job, even if it's just a stopgap type employment situation to help us through a rough time. It makes us feel good to know that when those doors and opportunities open up for us, but we ruin the next level for which God can get us to when we get into that fear of trying to understand what it takes to be successful in that endeavor. You know, God will always promote you when you handle how you handle your rough times. Your rough times and how you handle your rough times always determine your level of promotion. It always does. So you have to learn to get your eyes off the problem and get your eyes on Jesus and understand He's the source of everything that you need. Our jobs, our education, our training, our degrees will never be our source. They're just tools. God is always our source, always. Over in the book of Hebrew 13:6, it says that the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Now, I've always liked that scripture because it keeps me reminded of the fact that no matter what I go through, no matter what happens to me, my true help and my true guidance is my faith in overcoming fear, heartache, or anything that happens in my life is based on Lord being my helper. I just have to have the faith in Him and allow Him to help me. Please understand, folks, people are going to judge you. I've been judged. People are going to ridicule you. I've been ridiculed. People are going to reject you. I've been rejected. People are going to talk about you. I've been talked about. People are going to lie about you. I've been lied about. But guess what? People can judge you all they want, but they can never take away the Christ that you have a relationship with, nor can they take away your salvation and the joy that you have in Him. People can judge you all they want, but they can never sentence you. Never forget that. Remember, when you have fear, face it head on through the things of God. Apply scripture to your fear. Search through the word. Do an online concordance search for the word fear. Find a lot of scriptures on fear. You study and meditate over those scriptures. You pray. And you have faith in God to bring you through. Remember, today is the day to be happy.